Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband.
Good afternoon, Jan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Is it just my imagination, or is there not a hell of a lot of tech news at the moment?
No, there's enough. There's more than enough. But I guess maybe not necessarily as exciting. We're kind of in between big product launches at the moment. But last week we had the Galaxy Note the Galaxy Note 9 going on sale here in South Africa. So that's a cool thing. We got it at the same time as its global, launch date, which is pretty sweet. And then we had MultiChoice announcing its new news channel, which is replacing ANN7.
Okay. Can we just talk about this? How are they going to make sure that it doesn't become another ANN7? I mean, surely, aside from the ICASA regulations, which I don't know how ANN7 got around those, how is MultiChoice as the platform going to administer it?
So this was my first question to them as well. And the answer from Calvo, he meandered a little bit, and then he gave a straight up answer, which is through the contract. The bid that they put out made it quite clear that the coverage needs to be nonpartisan. It needs to be critical. He said that that's going to be in the contract, in the channel supply agreement that they sign with this new channel called Newsroom Africa, news with a Z, Africa with a K.
Oh, good. They're starting off with correct spelling. That's always important.
Like MultiChoice does with a lot of these channel supply agreements, is it comes back and evaluates them. And, if the performance isn't, within the contractual, limits, then, there's usually some kind of, clause for them to cancel and stuff. So that's how they're gonna keep it in line so that it doesn't go that way. And then the other thing that these guys emphasized. So it's a 50-50 partnership between what it looks like basically two individuals. So it's like founder CEOs. So the company's Eclipse TV and the in charge Kozani and Corsi, and Rapid Innovation, and the person in charge there is Tabile Ngwato. They're in a partnership, 50-50, between the two of them in this thing. They are the only owners of this thing. And what MultiChoice said they did was they employed Accenture to oversee the whole bid process. Then they got Thomson Reuters in to come and do due diligence on every single bidder. So that includes Newsroom Africa and now the two owners, Eclipse TV and Rapid Innovation, to verify ownership and to check for all the all the other requirements in the bid. So political affiliations and BBBEE certifications. And so basically MultiChoice, without stating it outright, said that Thomson Reuters put their stamp of approval on this. They said that at the time of the bid, at the very least, these two individuals and their companies did not have any kind of political links. And so it should at least be impartial from that respect. And if something happens in future where some kind of commercial arrangement happens that results in a political link, that's a bridge that has to be crossed later. And that's where the contract will come in.
It was very interesting because already there were stories of somebody who said that he had got a channel, and there were staff who had left TV channels, had left SABC, and had gone and joined him and have not received salaries. I mean, there's quite a big thing, but that's obviously not one of these companies that got it. Listen, I hope that they can make it work, because we need dependable, reliable, honest, factual news. That's
what we need. Yeah, 100%. And I hope more than just getting the news right, I hope that they're able to make it commercially successful.
Yeah.
It's a difficult thing with even ETV saying that they want to move their news out of the primetime slot. on their main terrestrial channel. You know, obviously the 24-hour news channel, ENCA, a different story, but it doesn't seem like news drives a lot of viewership. And so that's another thing that these guys, that Newsroom Africa has said they want to do, is they want to put younger bums in seats, to get, younger people to watch the news, to expand the audience of broadcast news.
Well, it's a demographic. Well, it's a demographic. Jan, we've got to wrap up, but very, very quickly, the Vodacom CEO has explained why data expires. Why does it expire?
So, also a roundabout answer. I hope I can do it justice in a short time, but basically he said it's a legacy issue, because that's the way the tariff structure in South Africa developed, so that you've got these high out of bundle rates, and you've got data expiry so that the prices on the data bundles can be cheaper. So specifically the data expiry, they've got a system called breakage, or they've got a phenomenon called breakage that they take into account. Breakage just basically means the data you don't use. So you buy 2 gigs, you use 1.5. Vodacom pockets the difference, but it prices that into the bundles. So it knows that on average, you know, people don't use this many gigs of what they buy in a month. They price that into the model, and so they effectively sell the bundles for cheaper than they would if they just charged for the gig straight up.
Okay, so here's my question. Because if you buy bundles from Vodacom or from any other place, they say, right, we'll sell you 40 gigs, of which 20 gigs you use during the day, say between 5 a.m. and 8 p.m. And the other 20 gigs you can only use between midnight and 4 a.m.
Right, night owl data, exactly.
Which you never do. And so that's 50% of your data that you have bought and paid for.
Yeah, they need to change the marketing for that, because that's going to upset people. This is a relatively new thing. It used to be very clearly advertised that, you know, this is 20 gigs of anytime data and 20 gigs of night owl off peak data so that you can schedule your downloads there. And then, you know, you schedule your downloads to run over that time. It doesn't eat into your main daytime data. And, you know, people were kind of happy about that, because you paid a little bit more than you would for, like, you know, your 10 or 20 gigs, and you got a whole extra 10 or 20 gigs to use off peak. But the way these are being marketed now is they're being marketed to get, like, with the two totals added up as, 40 gig and 50 gig and 60 gig and 100 gig packages or whatever, you know, 20 gig, whatever is being sold nowadays. And these companies need to be careful, because this is exactly like what upsets consumers and then ends up at ICASA and then ends up in threats of regulation and then ends up with them having to change their whole business model,
which they should probably accommodate the regulation. Which they possibly should do. Jan Vermeulen, always very, very informative. Really, love your website, mybroadband.co.za. Go and check it out for the latest news in tech. And we speak to Jan Vermeulen, editor at large, every week. Wish you a wonderful week. We'll speak to you next week. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, and to you too.